Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses, breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions, and jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet. Plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet.
It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Come out and watch and wager at iconic Santa Anita Park. By Data Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By DKHorse.com, California horse players can watch and wager through DraftKings on racing around the world at DKHorse.com. By Legacy Ranch, get your young horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Northern and Southern California each racing day. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And by the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. And now, here are your hosts, John Lindo and Bob Ike.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition. I'm Bob Ike. John Lindo will join me in just 1 minute. The rain has come to Southern California, and as you probably know, racing at Santa Anita has been canceled this weekend. That was announced on Thursday that both today and tomorrow's cards will be canceled. Santa Anita has added a live racing day on Thursday, April 4th, so that will be a four-day race week next week. But plenty going on around the country and around the world today. At Gulfstream Park, it's Florida Derby Day. 14 races there, and they are underway, 9 of those stakes races. At Oaklawn Park, it's the $1.5 million Arkansas Derby. That goes as the 12th of 13 on the Oaklawn card, starting at 10:05 Pacific time. Aqueduct has a 9-race card. Golden Gate has 7 today. Let's mention Los Alamitos has also canceled tonight, but we'll still talk to Michael Rona in the final segment. And last but not least, it's Dubai World Cup Day, which is well underway. They've run most of their races, but still to come, the $12 million Dubai World Cup. That'll go at about 9:35, so we'll cover that live as we are on air. John Lindo, nothing in Southern California, but plenty going on around the world. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, you're right. From dawn to dusk, it's going to be a busy day. It's already been a busy day in Dubai, and we'll update those results here as we go along. But I'm looking forward to that card down in Florida. They're at the gate for the second race at Gulfstream Park. Oaklawn Park gets going right when we end, about 10 o'clock our time. So a lot to do today, some good racing, and some derby horses will emerge today from, we've already had one from Dubai.
Yeah, and again, John, makeup day at Santa Anita will be Thursday, so a four-day race week, next Saturday, the Santa Anita Derby, so hopefully we'll get this weather through. Definitely came down today. I live close to Santa Anita. We would have been off the turf, no question about it, so let's enjoy four race days next week. But, John, let's get started first with the update on this Dubai World Cup card. Most of the races have been run, including just now the Shima Classic, and if I saw right, John, they just let Charlie Appleby and William Buick get away at 15-1.
They let the Godolphin Blue walk the dog and go wire to wire. Rebel's Romance, number 4 on the program, the unofficial winner of the Dubai Shima Classic, and he has hit a couple of real good horses. We saw August Rodin win the Breeders' Cup Turf at Santa Anita, and the highest-rated Japanese racehorse now with the retirement of Equinox. Liberty Island was in this race, but nobody could get close to Rebel Romance. They let him go on the lead, and he just kept running. And that's the first win for Godolphin tonight at Dubai and the World Cup card.
Well, let's go through and talk about what's happened already, because we've had some Southern California flavor. We saw a Japanese horse, an undefeated Japanese horse, win the UAE Derby, a very impressive win in the Golden Shaheen Sprint. So, John, give us a recap of what we've seen so far over there.
Well, the Godolphin Mile was the first thoroughbred race down at Dubai and Maidan City, and it was won by California Connections, Two Rivers Over, trained by Doug O'Neill, ridden by Edwin Maldonado. Get the job done in the one-mile, one-turn race for the USA, paid $31.90. He ran down the dueling pace setters, Walk of Stars and Isolate, and the disappointment of that race was Saudi Crown, who could not make the lead, and he was done by the time they turned for home. So one for the Americans and one for the California group. Two Rivers Over won the Godolphin Mile. Second race on the card was the Dubai Gold Cup. That's a two-mile race. And the Irish Connections of Coolmore won this race with Tower of London, who was coming off a win on the Saudi Cup card in Riyadh. He comes right back in Dubai. And, Bob, the thing about this race, a two-mile race, according to the broadcasters on site at Maidan City, Tower of London ran the last quarter in 22 seconds flat, getting the victory. Paid a total of $6 to win. Al Nayer was second, Trollerman was third, the 13 horse. It was 16-1-13 in the Dubai Gold Cup. Next was the Al Quad Sprint. This is a turf sprint. And the Hong Kong Connections win with California Spangle at $6.10. He sets a new track record, 107.50 for the 6 furlongs on the grass. He beat Star of Mystery for Godolphin and Diligent Harry, so that was 2.12.5 in the Al Quad Sprint. We go down to the UAE Derby, and all eyes were on the Japanese horse, Forever Young. He did not disappoint, and I tell you, he looked a lot more professional than he did looking winning the Saudi Derby over in Riyadh. He added some different equipment to a big hood and all kinds of stuff, and was able to stalk the pace from the outside. Tough to win going wide every step of the way, going a mile and a quarter, but he got the job done. Number 5 in the program, he paid $3.20. He ran down Autobahn, and the American horse Pandagate was third. Immediately after the race, his trainer, Yoshito Yahaji, said this horse will head to Kentucky for the Derby, so we'll have two Japanese horses in the Kentucky Derby this year. The next race was the Dirt Sprint, the Golden Shaheen, and the winner of that was Twos, number 14 on the program, but he broke from an inside post. This is a locally based horse in Dubai. He gets the job done, pays $19 there. Don Frankie was second, Nakatomi third from the U.S. And then the Dubai Turf, Team Valor And the horse from France, Factor Cheval, wins the Dubai Turf in an upset, $52.50 the mutual. Neymar was second, and Danon Beluga third. So those are the results so far. I don't have the 1-2-3s yet for the Dubai Shima Classic, but we do know that Rebel's Romance is the unofficial winner.
John, a couple things I want to go back to. First of all, Christophe Lemaire, the jockey, was injured in a spill in the Dubai Turf. He is off his last two mounts, so if you could update the listeners on there. He had two, obviously. One of them just ran, but he still had a mount in the World Cup. So what about Christophe Lemaire?
Right. He was aboard Catnip and went down in the stretch in that Dubai Turf. He was replaced in the last race by Frankie Dettori. In the Dubai World Cup, he had the mount, on Dermasota Gaki. Wissam Murphy will pick up the mount for Dermasota Gaki. He's a jockey who spent the winter down at Gulfstream Park. He had a good winter down there. So he gets a chance in a $12 million race with a pickup mount on Dermasota Gaki in the Dubai World Cup.
And I want to go back to Forever Young, John. I know no horse has come over here that's won the UAE Derby, really hasn't performed well in Kentucky. But, man, these Japanese horses are doing it all over the world. He's undefeated. He won the Saudi race. I thought he looked better today. This is a horse who can be tactical. Are we going to see one of these horses come over and break this Kentucky Derby drought, especially this year, which I call the asterisk derby, no Bob Baffert allowed? I think the field is a little suspect. I think Forever Young might be a real contender.
Well, the thing, he did change lead today, which he did not do in the Saudi Derby. He looked like he was a lot more into the bit. He was having to be asked every step of the way last time. He just looked more comfortable getting over that course around two turns. But one thing in the post-race interview, Bob, his trainer, Yahiji, told those guys, they asked him why all the equipment, the different blinkers and whatnot, and he said, well, this horse doesn't like kickback, so we changed some equipment. Well, if he doesn't like kickback and you have a 20-horse field in the Kentucky Derby and you draw an inside post, that might be a problem. So that's just something to keep in mind when we see the post draw for the Derby and see how he trains. But they made some equipment changes based on the fact he does not like the kickback on the dirt.
Okay, John, the World Cup will go about 9:35. Like I said, we'll either be on break or maybe we'll try to bring it to the listeners live. We're just going to play that by ear, but that goes at 9:35. Let's come back and talk about some local jockeys that have been based at Santa Anita that are now going to be leaving here very soon. Rosario's already left. Who else, John? Keeneland opens, and then these guys go to Kentucky, New York, etc.
Right, but Flavian Prat was supposed to come back and ride his final day at Santa Anita on Sunday, tomorrow, but obviously that day has been canceled. He is down at Oaklawn Park today. From there, he will go to Keeneland and ride. You have Frankie Dettori, who will be based at Keeneland, coming up as well. And then, Kazushi Kimura, who's had a good meet during the winter here at Santa Anita again, he will be going back to Woodbine, where he's the perennial leading rider. So the jocks room is going to look a little different when we get back to racing next week. Obviously, some of the big names will be back for Santa Anita Derby Day, but after that, we're going to see a little bit different jockeys room at Santa Anita for the spring meet.
Some news from Emerald Downs, and I think it's worth noting, John. They're announcing that they're going to Penny Breakage, which we're big fans of. They do it in Kentucky. And also, they're going to update their morning line odds about 20 minutes before post. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I think we should recognize racetracks that are trying to do what they can for the horse players. And like I say, Emerald Downs, not a big race meet, but they're going to Penny Breakage, and they expect to put another $400,000 in money redistributed to all the winning tickets, so that's a great thing. And Vince Bruhn, who we know from the press box of Santa Anita for many years, he's going to do an updated morning line for each race at about 20 minutes to post based on the will pace that we saw, from the coming out of the race previously, to try and give the horse players a better idea of what the true odds should be and to avoid some of that surprise when all those late odd changes go on. And, Bob, I want to recognize one other track. It came out yesterday, Keeneland, which opens next weekend. They're lowering their takeout on the daily doubles from 22% all the way down to 15%. That's a huge change. And I think that's something that, horse players, if you like the less takeout, which I do, you need to support wagers like this with some handles. So I'll be looking at daily doubles at Keeneland every day. You have big fields there. is some value, and with a discounted takeout, you're getting value for your wagering buck. And I just think it's great that a couple of tracks are trying to do something in the benefit of horse players.
John, 5 weeks in front of the Kentucky Derby. It's not too early for us to start promoting our seminars out there. You will be at the South Point with John Hardoon. So first of all, some details on that. Then we want to talk about what you've done with your selection sheet today.
Well, Thoroughbred LA is going to be busy in the Las Vegas Valley for the Kentucky Derby. I will be Friday, 6 p.m. after the Kentucky Oaks. That is on May the 3rd. John Hardoon from our show, and I will be the guest of Ralph Sirocco out there from Race Day Las Vegas. We'll do our Derby seminar that we've done for many years out there in the Grand View Lounge, which is right next to the race book at the South Point. So I'm looking forward to that. We'll go over horse by horse, and we'll look at some plays on the Kentucky Derby card, recap what happened in the Oaks. And I know, Bob, before we get to a play, that you are going to be seminaring on the other side of the valley over in Summerlin, and you've got a pretty good guest out there for that.
Yeah, I'll be at the Rampart with Dwayne Colucci, who's the race and sports manager. We've done this for a number of years now, but we've added a guy who's covered a couple Kentucky Derbies in his life. His name's Jay Privman. He only covered 39 of them live, so he's going to join us and give his expertise. We are also doing that Friday night, 6 p.m., same time. We will be in the Cascade Lounge. And, John, just want to real quick get a promotion out here. The Rampart's doing a really nice room promotion here, two nights minimum, but it's $390, but that includes the resort fee of $45. So it's $150 per night per room, and this is a beautiful property. This is May 3rd through 6th, two-night minimum. If you want to know more, go to their website, jwlasvegasresort.com. Put in the promo code YX1 under the Deals and Packages tab, and you'll get involved there. You'll get your rooms. You'll get your seminar. You'll get a complimentary Derby program as well. Myself, Dwayne Colucci, Jay Privman, Friday, May 3rd. Well, John, you were busy handicapping. Even though there's no Santa Anita this weekend, you put out Gulfstream Park full card today, as well as the late pick five at Oaklawn on your Lendo report. That's free every racing day at the South Point. So let's get a pick from you. But I want to get that South Point number out because Steve Johnson does such a great job for us out there. I've got a friend going out in a couple weeks, took care of him with the Thoroughbred LA casino rate. So get out to the South Point, call Steve Johnson. That number is 866-780-7223. John, I know for your pick today, you're going to go to Oaklawn Park.
Right. We're going to try and finish off the late pick five, the 13th and final, with a bomb. And I like number 12, Faith Alone. This is a horse that first started at Oaklawn Park back in February. Got absolutely stopped cold on the far turn, shuffled all the way back to last, lost all chance. He caught the eye, really finishing up well without being asked down the lane to split the field. I thought he ran pretty well. He's got a chance to show get a lot better placing here with any kind of trip. He's got tactical speed. He draws a bad post, number 12, but at 20-1, I'm willing to take the shot. With any kind of racing luck, maybe we can blow up the board. Number 12, Faith Alone, race number 13 at Oaklawn Park. That's the finale. And, Bob, you gave us a winner in the NCAA tournament last week, the overs on the Gonzaga game. How about another play today? We're down to the final eight.
Yeah, I didn't do any horse picks today, but I'm locked in on basketball, so let's try to make it 2 weeks in a row, John. I'm going to go to the Clemson game today against Alabama, and I'm going to take the underdog here. I like Clemson plus the 3 points. I'm also going to take a little bit of the money line. I'm on racing still. Money line at plus 140. Of course, these are for recreational purposes only, these recommendations. Alabama's more athletic. They're fast. They go up and down the floor, but I think they're going to implode at some point. I don't particularly like their basketball IQ sometimes. So let's take Clemson plus the 3 and the money line plus 140. That tips off at 5:49 Pacific time. That's actually in Los Angeles, John. That's at the Crypto. So that will do it for our first segment. When we come back, still lots to cover today. Bob Mazursky and Bruce Finkelstein, you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
AM 830.
Race fans, due to the inclement weather, Santa Anita Park will only be open this weekend for simulcast wagering. Admission and parking are free both days. Gates open today at 7:30 a.m., tomorrow at 10 a.m. Live racing will return on Thursday, April 4th, and of course, the big day next week is Saturday, April 6th, as we present the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby. The day will be surrounded with great events like the Derby Day 5K, a craft beer festival, and so much more. You can find all the details at santaanita.com. The immensely popular Easter egg hunt returns with over 30,000 Easter eggs for your kids to hunt throughout the day on Sunday, April 7th. And we would like to thank all our race fans for their continued support of the Coast to Coast Pick 5. To show our appreciation, Sunday, April 7th, the Coast to Coast Pick 5 will be seeded with $100,000. That's right, a free $100,000 is already in that pool. Plus, there will be mandatory payouts on all pools. So it will be a great weekend to come out here to Santa Anita Park, the great race place.
Developed by Horseman, HorseBills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at HorseBills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch offers 145 beautifully manicured acres designed specifically for breeding, raising, and training of the competitive racehorse. Large irrigated pastures and private grass paddocks provide the optimum environment for your mares and offspring. The newly renovated 5/8 of a mile training track, supervised by well-known track man Richard Tedesco, provides a safe surface to start your young horses on their way. Stallion Clubhouse Ride continues to produce sound, durable offspring that handle all distances and surfaces. Stallion Straight Fire was an outstanding juvenile himself and is passing along his early speed and precocity. Contact Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 for stallion bookings or to schedule a tour, or check out the online farm tour at LegacyRanchInc.com. Get your program started the right way at Legacy Ranch. You'll be glad you did.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. John, how about a word on our cowbred of the week?
Our cowbred of the week is Johnny Podras. It's baseball season. How about Johnny Podras for the cowbred of the week? He won last Sunday's $100,000 Sensational Star Stakes. Johnny Padres is by Grayson out of the Harlan's Holiday Mare Malibu Holiday. Was bred by Nick Alexander, who also bred the runner-up, Lovesick Blues. Is owned by David Burnson and Mia Familia Racing Stable. Is trained by Librato Baraccio, and that was Baraccio's first Santa Ana Stakes win, so congratulations to Librato. Johnny Padres now has 8 lifetime wins from 36 starts, and his career earnings are now over $422,000. And I remind folks, too, if you have a cowbred and you pick up a maiden special weight win, whether it be cowbred or open company, you do get the bonus still. It is now $15,000 at Santa Anita, and it remains at $10,000 if you win one at Los Alamitos, Golden Gate, or the Northern California Fairs.
Very good. Thank you, John. Let's bring in Bob Mazursky. Bob, of course, brought to us from today's racingdigest.com. He's also the regular handicapper for the Southern California newspaper group. Bob, good morning. How are you today? Could barely hear you, Bob. Try that again. Do we have Bob Mazursky?
Hi, Bob. Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Okay, great. Came in much better there. Doing good, Bob. We wanted you to preview this Dubai World Cup, which is going to go in about, 10 or 12 minutes from now, actually post time in 9 minutes. They tend to walk around the gate a bit. But how'd you see that one, Bob? $12 million on the line. You've got the defending champ back. You've got Señor Buscador, who just won the huge race in Saudi. You've got Newgate coming in. Very good race, and it should be for $12 million, right?
No, absolutely. The horse I'm intrigued by is Copper Khan, the horse coming. You know, he won in Russia. He's won in Kazakhstan. He's 7-for-8. He's been basically unchallenged in all of his wins. You know, this is going to be his toughest test today, but I think he's very intriguing. I think he's going to get a great trip. I think Laurel River is probably the horse that's going to make the lead, and I think he could be sitting second. So I thought he was intriguing. You know, Derma Sotogake, I think, could improve second time off the layoff. Uspita Tesoro, as you mentioned, you know, he's the defending champ. I think this is a little bit tougher race than last year's. And then Laurel River is even intriguing to me because what if he makes the lead just like Rebel Romance did in the race before and he keeps going? You know, we remember him when he was in the Bob Baffert barn. So I think those are the more main principles in there. I'm kind of against Señor Buscador today, even though he won last time, because I think he's more effective around one turn. This is a two-turn race this time, so I don't know if his closing kick will be as effective. I think he could get a piece, but I'm looking for others to get the money.
Bob, you mentioned two horses I was kind of intrigued by. First of all, you mentioned Kabir Khan, who is that horse that started his career in Kazakhstan. You don't see a lot of that. He's a son of California Chrome, who won this race in 2016. Watched his last tape. I mean, he's a legit animal. He looks kind of a clone of his sire, California Chrome. And then you mentioned the horse that I'm going to gamble on, and that's Laurel River. I don't know if he'll get the mile and a quarter, but he's going to be in front early. This is a horse who was very, very good back in 2022. In fact, I was going to empty out on him in the Breeders' Cup mile that year, and I think he scratched either day of the race or right before that. Anyway, he's had time off. He came back and won very impressively last time. He's drawn far outside, but I think he makes a clear lead, and Bob, we'll see if he can go a mile and a quarter. I think he's the one to catch.
No, I totally agree with you. I think that he'd be the intriguing price play. And, you know, the other horse is intriguing to me because, like you said, he's been unchallenged. His last race visually was impressive, and we'll see if he's any good. And you're right, he does look a lot like California Chrome.
John Lindo, what do you have for Bob Mazursky?
Well, Bob, with Santa Anita not racing today, I know you've been looking around the country. We've got great cards at Gulfstream Park and at Oaklawn Park. And you had mentioned you might have something that you find interesting at Gulfstream Park for a play today.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the fifth race. I like number 2, Asserter, second-time starter for George Weaver, who's had a very solid meet at Gulfstream. I think he's around 23% for the meet. Asserter debuted on grass. I didn't think he had the best of trips first time out. I think his pedigree is more conducive to the main track. I like this barn better second time out than I do first time out, so I like number 2, Asserter, in race 5.
And what's the price on that horse, Bob?
9-2 on the program.
9-2 on number 2, Asserter, race 5 at Gulfstream Park. Well, thank you, Bob. Enjoy the day, and we will talk to you again next Saturday.
All right. Good luck, guys. Take care.
Okay. That was Bob Mazursky, and let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
really good, exciting day of racing, even though no Southern Cal. We're going to stay busy watching these races from all over the world, and we wanted you to take a look at the Arkansas Derby. Goes as race 12 at Oaklawn Park, and that'll go about 4:47 Pacific time. 1.5 million on the line. We're going to see Timberlake come back and see if he can do it again. Muth, who was very impressive winning the San Vicente for Bob Baffert. How'd you see this one, Bruce?
I'm going to be a little chalky on this one. I have to like the chances of Timberlake, the two. It had a commendable win. He had been away since the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, so just short of 4 months. His win, he was, you know, not too far off the pace. He was being asked a bit, 4 to 5 wide on the turn, and he made the lead, but he was having trouble switching leads. And what happened was Christian Torres went to the left-handed whip to maybe get him to switch, and that didn't work great because when he hit him left, he drifted out to the outer part of the track. Once he got straightened away, though, and finally figured things out, he won pretty convincingly. I think there's a lot of upside to this horse. Second off the laps, got the all-important win over the track. Brad Cox, he's going for 3 in a row in the Arkansas Derby. I think this is just the most likely winner of the day. I mean, in this race, I don't know what to do with Muth. It's hard to knock Bob Baffert in any one of these type races, but he's been away 12 weeks after the San Vicente, which didn't completely blow me away. I just wonder if this guy might have been better a few months ago, way back in the summer. He certainly has a lot of quality to him, but I think he might be the more susceptible favorite. I'll tell you a horse you may want to throw in at a price is a horse I gave out last time out, Time for Truth. He didn't earn much of a figure, but he did get the win last time out rating. That was surprising. Bayrano kind of sat second with a very fast horse, and he got the win. If they let this horse blast out of there today, go back to his sprint style, he could be the horse to catch. He might be a little bit better or a lot better than his 20-1 odds. So I like the 2, Timberlake. My long shot would be the 4, Time for Truth. I certainly wouldn't throw out the 7 Muth, but I think he's highly vulnerable in here.
Bruce, we always get 2 selections from you, and we want to go up north for the first one. I'll let John Lindo jump in for that. Obviously, no golden hour selections today opportunities with Santa Anita canceling. So, John, why don't you go ahead and get a play from Bruce from up north, and then I'll come back for the Southern Cal.
Yeah, Bruce, we do have a 7-race card. They are racing today at Golden Gate. Their first post time is 1:15. Where do you want to go for a play in Northern California?
Well, I missed the Golden Hour play, so let's go to the last race at Golden Gate. The 7th race is for 8,000 claimers. I'm going to take a sprinter stretching out that's in excellent form right now, the 4, Big Don Smiling. He had his 2-race win streak snapped when he, instead of making the lead, he had to chase the front runner. And he did okay. He's really kind of a need-the-lead horse, but I thought he ran okay without the lead last time out. Now he tries a mile. I think he's quick enough to set the pace here. The other speed in the race is not nearly as fast as the bottom horse, Straight of Georgia. I think that Chavez can get this horse to relax, going much slower. Route fractions today might really like these conditions. So in race 7, the 4, Big Don's Smiling at 5-1 on your morning line.
And how about, we don't have anything for Southern Cal. How about another play for you, Bruce, from around the country? Anywhere else?
Yeah, let's stick and go at Oaklawn. I'm going to take a look at the 8th race. So there's, I think this is the beginning of a pick 3, I believe it is. Interesting horse here is the 4, Media Mogul. I wonder if maybe he's been a little mismanaged. And here's why I say that. If you go back and look at his 2-year-old form, he broke maiden impressively at Remington in 7/8, and then came back in a mile. I thought he ran very well, finishing 2nd, well clear of the field. He's come to Oaklawn, and he's been in 3 consecutive 6-furlong races. He's held his own. He's been on the board in all 3 starts. In fact, last out, he showed a little more speed in a very fast race last time out. He gets a pivotal rider switch going from kind of an average rider to the leading rider, Christian Torres. He stretches out to a mile and a 1/16. While I don't think he'll be on the lead, I think he'll be a little bit closer than maybe he's been in his sprint races. I think he's been begging for more distance all along. So in race 8,
I would take a look at the four Media Mogul at 8-1 on the morning line.
And tell us what's available today at betonbruce.com.
So we have the last nine races of the day under the best bets at Gulfstream Park. So we did the last nine. That's Stakes Balooza today, all stakes races. Last six races of the day at Oaklawn Park at the second half of the card. And we have the late pick four today at Golden Gate.
Very good, Bruce. Good luck. The timing was impeccable. They are standing behind the gate for the Dubai World Cup, so maybe we get this in during the break and we have those results coming back. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next week.
I have betters timing, so take care.
There you go. That was Bruce Finkelstein, betonbruce.com. We'll take our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Ragus and Sheets, Toby Callett from tobycallett.com. You are listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
Horse Players, Los Alamitos is the perfect place to enjoy all the national simulcast racing action from Santa Anita and Golden Gate to Gulfstream Park and the top New York tracks. Watch it all at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Enjoy a comfortable and ample grandstand each and every day with large screen TVs, plenty of wagering machines, and the friendliest staff in racing. Or reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club, featuring indoor and outdoor seating on the major racing days. The Vessels Club also offers a gourmet dining experience and a great list of fine wines and much more. And don't forget about Burgard Sports Bar, our newest wagering room with more than 60 HD TVs, a full bar, and a great players area with plenty of room to enjoy the action. General admission is only $3, and we offer free general parking. Admission to Vessels Club or Burgard's is only $10. You'll have a great time playing the races at Los Alamitos Racecourse because we're all about the horse players, fast horses, and friendly people. For more information, call 714-820-2800 or visit losalamitos.com.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time. So saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Talk about a one-stop shop for all things horse racing. Download the DK Horse app now to get in on the horse racing action. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code TBLA. Only on the DK Horse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus. Wagering only available while physically present in California. Eligibility restrictions apply. One per new customer match calculated on the first deposit. Up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Get an early start and win your way into the 2025 National Horse Player Championship. The Wager to Win Handicapping Contest at the Treasure Island Hotel Casino in Las Vegas, April 20th and 21st, offers the top two finisher spots for the 2025 National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. And winners will also receive up to four nights complimentary accommodations and round-trip airfare. Players will also share in cash prizes of up to $180,000. Entry fee is $500, and space is limited to just 60 players, so sign up now. You must be an NHC Tour member to qualify. Memberships are available at ntra.com. For more information, call 800-944-3777. Special room rates during the tournament are available at Treasure Island, so make plans now to come out and win your way to the National Horse Player Championship.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. John, we didn't have it quite timed right. They took their time at Dubai. They're actually loading in the gate now. So why don't you give us the live read for a DK horse? I'll take the DRF live read after that. You watch the race, and we'll try to figure out what's going on.
Okay, well, in the last commercial break, you heard a commercial for DK Horse, and on a day like today, when there is no live racing at Santa Anita and you want to play from home, here's a good option for you for an ADW company. You might want to saddle up with DK Horse, the official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. When you sign up, opt in with the code TBLA for Thoroughbred LA, and that's only on the DK Horse app. Sign up and get started, and you'll like what you have to work with there at DK Horse. And, Bob, how about the information from Daily Racing Form?
Yeah, you bet with confidence when you use the new Daily Racing Form All Access Pass Performances. With one of the best-in-class products, you now get all three PP formats, including DRF Classic, Formulator, and Timeform US. Access the most trusted information in horse racing with DRF All Access PPs. Go to drf.com and try them out today. Well, John, do you want to try to get the audio here on this race as they're going down the backside, and then we can bring in Hardoon right afterwards? Do we want to try that? We're going to listen to the Maydown World going on at Maydown, the Dubai World Cup. My horse, Laurel River's on the lead. Keep him there, John. Let's have some volume.
Here you go.
Quintasoro is seeing them all here with about 1,000 meters left to go. So they're about to approach the back turn. Lower River has had it pretty easy up in front, hasn't had to work too hard, but Defunded and Lower River clear away from the rest. They lead a half a dozen lengths. Dura Eriday is the third. Carby Khan sneaks up, hasn't gone around the horse so far. Newgate pressed the issue out wider. Frank Victoria asking the Bob Baffert runner to lift here in the late stages. Senor Busted All was next, followed there by Dermot Oligarque, already under a ride from Wilson to Soro. Bush for Desoro, third to last from Clapton. Military Law dropped out of it. Laurel River has given them the slip here. Laurel River puts a big break on them here in the Dubai World Cup, the best part of 8 or 9 lengths here. And Judmont Farm are close. They are 200 metres away from Dubai World Cup success here. He's got 10 lengths now on Senor Busted All. Carbia Khan dropped away. Bush for Desoro coming from a long way back. But this is an absolute rock in the Dubai World Cup. Laurel River, Clyde O'Shea, take a bow.
Well, Bob, that's how you win a race.
That's how you do it. I'll take 9-1, John. I waited a long time. I didn't get the money in the Breeders' Cup mile, but we got it today. Boy, that was dominating. He made the lead. He opened a commanding lead and still had plenty left. Laurel River wires the field at 9-1. That was fun, John. We'll take that. Let's bring in John Hardoon. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Congratulations. What a terrific and easy score that was.
That was fun. Thank you, John. Okay, so tell us, okay, we want to look now back at the Louisiana Derby winner from last week, Catching Freedom for Brad Cox. You're very close to this barn. Where did this horse kind of rate on the pecking order when they started the year, and what did they think of Catching Freedom?
Well, they certainly like him. I mean, he keeps getting better with each start. To be honest with you, early in the year, they had a couple of horses that they liked more, but unfortunately they're on the sidelines, and you know, when you have a bench that deep, you just go and you bring the next guy up, and that's his job. And again, he was ultra impressive last week, and he ran very well.
John Lindo, I know we're going to get two picks today from Mr. Hardoon, so why don't you get the first one and I'll get the second.
I will. Bob, we finally had some decent field sizes, John, at Aqueduct. There were good field sizes there today. Obviously no Santa Anita, so I'm assuming your handicapping sheets for today are Oaklawn Park, Gulfstream, and Aqueduct. So where do you want to go for your first play?
Okay, let's go to Aqueduct, race number 5. And you're right, John. What an unbelievable switch in tactics here. All of a sudden, we have full fields. They came out of nowhere, but we'll gladly take them. Fifth race today, you have a couple of late scratches and they're part of the entry. The 1 and the 4 come out. Still leaves a good field of 7 betting interests. Anyway, I like the number 3 horse in here, Colonel Vargo. This is a 4-year-old gelding for the David Jacobson barn. Isaac Castillo aboard to ride. He's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. Number three, Colonel Vargo, is just flat out better than these.
And, John, I'm going to get your second pick, but also want to note no Easter Sunday racing at Aqueduct tomorrow. So it's a very light card on the menu tomorrow. Where do you want to go for your second radio play?
Yeah, by the way, as far as tomorrow is concerned, it's the most ridiculous rule in the world. If you live in New York or a New York resident, you cannot gamble on horses. However, the casinos open at Aqueduct, so how crazy is that? So you tell me. You can bet cards, but you can't bet horses. I don't get it. Anyway, let's look at Gulfstream race number 9 today. 7 furlongs on the main track and a terrific betting race here. I love the number 5 horse in here, Shaq Diesel. Joe Bravo aboard for trainer David Fawkes. This horse is cutting back in distance. 3-for-7 at 7 furlongs. Has 3 wins over the Gulfstream Park layout. Horse should get a great setup in here. Enough early speed to set things up for him. I like number 5, Shaq Diesel, to win today's 9th race at Gulfstream Park.
2 plays from John Hardoon. Tell us what's available today at the website.
JONHARDOON.com. 3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Aqueduct, Gulfstream, and Oaklawn selections.
Thank you, John. We'll talk next week.
Okay, guys. Stay safe and be well.
Let's bring in Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob. How's that bankroll?
Well, it's a little better now that Laurel River wired the field like that. So a little fatter today, Toby. Thank you.
Alrighty.
We want to get the preview of the Florida Derby. I know it's not your kind of card because there's too many stakes races today, right, Toby? We've got 14. 9 of them are stakes. The 14th and final is the Florida Derby. Give us a little preview on that, first of all.
Okay, well, you know, the Holy Bull run in early February where Hayes was the winner. That was a pedestrian pace. Which certainly helped his chances a lot. I don't think it's going to shape up quite that way this time around. Fierceness looked very, very good schooling the other day, and I'd have to think that he's going to improve from his last. But the horse that I would be keying on in here is the 9 Conquest Warrior. Shug McGahey, as you know, and listen to the words carefully because it is a play on words. Shug is not one to be lured into the Triple Crown Heights. And the fact of the matter is that they paid him, you know, the owners paid $1 million for this horse. To me, he's just really beginning to blossom. I'm sure there's much more in the tank, and he needs the points. So I think that this is the spot. My key in here would be Conquest Warrior. I respect fierceness. As I say, Hayes isn't going to get the same setup as the last time. Maybe look at the 1 Frankie's Empire to get a little piece tagging along from the rail. But my key horse in here is the 9 Conquest Warrior.
Hey, John Lindo, Toby gave us a heck of an exacta last week. So tell the listeners about that and then grab a play from them as well.
Yeah, Toby, you went to Fairgrounds last weekend and you gave us an exacta box. All it did was come back and pay $123.20 for $2. Not bad going out of the area for you. We'll take that. I happen to cash it. I sent you a text. Thank you. And we'll go back to your home track today. You've got a bunch of races that they've run two. You've only got 10 or 11 or 12 left. I don't know what you got left, but you got enough to make a choice. So where do you want to go for a play today at Gulfstream Park?
Well, you know how everything in life now is instant gratification. You know, like I can't wait more than 8 minutes for something. Well, in 9 minutes, at least on the board, the 4th race at Gulfstream is coming up, and we're going to give the fans a chance to dip right in right now in the 4th coming up. I like the 7. His name is Meyer. Meyer is coming off of 2 marathon events against tougher competition, and he's shortening up today to a mile on the 16th. Joel Rosario takes the call, and this is his style of horse. He's a horse that loves to finish. Rosario is a strong finishing rider. His main rival is the 1 Rotterdam, who will get a good trip from the rail. We're also looking at the 8 Fredo and the 6 Read On, big time off the claim. Irad Ortiz takes the call for a very good claiming barn. It's 7186. We want all the 6. in today's sport at Gulfstream Park.
And go to TobyCallett.com today because you've got full coverage of that Gulfstream Park card, and there is a lot of deep and competitive racing. Thank you, Toby. We will talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that was Toby Callett and John Lindo. We will take our final timeout when we come back. We'll talk about the Derby Room. We'll talk about the OC Tavern. We'll talk about the simulcasting that's open at Los Alamitos with Michael Rona. That's the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles right here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Race fans, due to the inclement weather, Santa Anita Park will only be open this weekend for simulcast wagering. Admission and parking are free both days. Gates open today at 7:30 a.m., tomorrow at 10 a.m. Live racing will return on Thursday, April 4th, and of course, the big day next week is Saturday, April 6th, as we present the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby. The day will be surrounded with great events like the Derby Day 5K, a craft beer festival, and so much more. You can find all the details at santaanita.com. The immensely popular Easter Egg Hunt returns with over 30,000 Easter eggs for your kids to hunt throughout the day on Sunday, April 7th. And we would like to thank all our race fans for their continued support of the Coast to Coast Pick 5. To show our appreciation, Sunday, April 7th, the Coast to Coast Pick 5 will be seeded with $100,000. That's right, a free $100,000 is already in that pool. Plus, there will be mandatory payouts on all pools. So it will be a great weekend to come out here to Santa Anita Park, the great race place.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out. Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time. So saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Talk about a one-stop shop for all things horse racing. Download the DK Horse app now to get in on the horse racing action. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code TBLA. Only on the DK Horse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus. Wagering only available while physically present in California. Eligibility restrictions apply. One for new customer match calculated on the first deposit, up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, John, some good news at the OC Tavern. That liquor license has come through, and full food and beverage service starting up. Tell us about it.
Right. Starting this Friday, April 5th, everything, the full menu on the food, all the beverages are out there, all ready to go. So it's a great timing with the Santa Anita Derby next Saturday. You can get out there, watch and wager, eat, drink, and relax, and have a good time there across from the ocean and at the OC Tavern. That's 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente. And, Bob, I know you like to hang out when you're up there and you can't get to Santa Anita.
Derby Room at Fairplex, no doubt about it. Great spot there. The staff at the Derby Room is second to none. Great menu, food and beverage, audiovisual presentation. Say hi to Brandon and Monica out there. Tell them you heard about it right here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Well, let's bring in Michael Rona. And it's a rare Saturday that we don't have to... Oh, we lost Michael for just a second. Let's try to get him back, John, real quick before we bring in Michael. Again, no racing at Santa Anita this weekend. Los Alamitos has canceled for tonight. And we have Michael. As I was saying, Michael, rare not to be talking about racing on Saturday night. But for Saturday night, you guys have canceled due to the weather. And then, of course, no racing on Easter Sunday. So quiet weekend for you guys.
Yes, that's for sure. Good morning, mate. We were never going to run tomorrow night. Los Al never races Easter. But tonight was supposed to feature an absolute slew of two-year-old races. We had the first two-year-old races in the state last weekend. And the issue is the timing with the Kindergarten Futurity, the first big juvenile race of the season, and the trials to the Kindergarten Futurity in 3 weeks from now. There's a lot of trainers who wanted to give horses a race tonight. So with the cancellation, there were a lot of gate works, a lot of workouts yesterday morning at the track, which are, by the way, always accessible for free at losalamitos.com. And that gave the horses a chance, admittedly not as beneficial theoretically as under race conditions, but at least it kept them in the groove and in the right timing with a view to the trials to the Kindergarten Futurity in a few weeks, because if they held them back another week, it became just a little cramped in the schedule. You know, it's different with quarter horse racing versus thoroughbreds, because a lot of the program is centered around trials to these big futurities and derbies and Oaks. So that was the sticky part of the situation for us this weekend. But the horsemen, of course, understand that it's just not feasible, practical, or ultimately safe or beneficial to be having a racing program tonight.
And as you mentioned, those workouts that they did have are available to be viewed at losalamitos.com. Michael, so you guys are back on a normal schedule next weekend?
Yes, absolutely. Back fully into stride next weekend, and we hope for some drier weather and some great racing then.
And Michael, saw your byline there. You got a write-up in Sky Racing. You covered those Dubai races. Enjoyed reading that. Hope you gave out a winner or two there, Michael.
Thanks, mate. So do I, to be honest. I'm behind with the replays. I watched the Dubai World Cup live a few minutes ago, but I'm about to settle into some replays of the early morning action.
Well, it was well written, whether you picked anything or not, Michael.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate it, and I enjoy doing a weekly write-up for them also on the big Australian racing, which is in full swing in Sydney each Friday night. And the next two Friday nights is the championships at Randwick, 25 million Australian being given away over the next two Friday nights. Big-time racing down under as well.
Very good, Michael. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again next Saturday.
Good on you. Hooroo.
Thanks to Alejandro Inside. He did a great job for us today. No Mike Willman tomorrow, so take a pass on that show. Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show up next. John, thanks for co-hosting. Enjoy a great card of racing. We'll talk to you again next Saturday.
A horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. A. Go right to the source and ask the horse.